from Foothill College. This is KFNP.com/Hills.
Yeah. accident.
Put the gun right to the back of her head, blew her brains right out the front.
I was in love.
I strangled mine.
Did you love her?
It's okay.
Okay. Maybe I am a killer.
Why should you care? You just stay around here to fuck my mother and eat her food.
Nah.
Oh, you know!
You are a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker, food eater!
I'm gonna shove that up your ass!
Why did you kill her?
She was talking shit.
You was a temptable pig. I remained celibate for you. I stood at the back of a cathedral, waiting in celibate for you, with 300 friends and relatives in attendance. My uncle hired the best Romanian caterers in the state. To obtain the 7 limousines for the wedding party, my father used as his last favors with Mad Pete Trollo.
Open for my mother, my grandmother, my father, my uncle, and for the common good, I must now kill you.
Masochist, am I looking to be tormented further? I was raging inside. There was just incredible energy. Hated her. I can't get away from her. We're still fighting. She's still belittling. She's still, I'm like a puppet on a string. And I entertain her. She knows all my buttons. And I dance like a puppet with that pain. And at least I said, she's got to die. And I've got to die. I cut off her head. And I humiliated her corpse, but I never hit her. I killed her, but I didn't hit her.
We're the Kitty Girl, and we want revolution!
Transformer hooked it to my genitals and stepped back and took it while I'm flopping around. It seemed to never end.
He had pictures of guys that he had been dissing to, kids tied up and with marks on him. And
I didn't need no gun. I did mine with my hands. I was right there. I was right on top of her. I was face to face. I wasn't even mad, really. She didn't look too surprised. Just a little stone. After a few minutes, her face puffed out and it turned dark purple and she just stared at me. She couldn't move. I had total control of her. I
Trek, bleak, uncertain, beautiful, an excerpt from the B-side of F-sharp, A-sharp, Infinity. The Melvins from my personal collection. The Lysol LP, courtesy of Boner and Tupelo. They gave us the cover of Flipper's Sacrifice, I Hate God, just prior to that, with Hit a Girl from In the Name of Suffering, an LP from Century Media. Dystopia gave us Love, Hate from the 12-inch Human Equals Garbage. It's the first five songs from the CD of the same name. This comes to us through Life is Abuse, Common Cause. Cementerio started off that set with Entre Descanos. That from the Luna Hyena LP off of Audio Sonoro, and handed off to me by Teacher's Aides. Soon to be entering the vast library here at KFJC. And beginning that last set at the bottom of the last hour, Asfort gave us Self-Control of Despair and Terror, a self-titled 7-inch off of Prank Records. We are Winger, this is A Sliver of Light until 2 a.m. And it looks like Dusty Rhodes has taken over Saturday evenings. This week, she is co-hosting with Mr. S on something called Disturbing the Peace. Or maybe it's Mr. S is filling in for, I don't know. It's Disturbing the Peace. Dusty Rhodes with Mr. S. You can find that Saturday, just after Teacher's Aides. More sounds coming up on 897 FM KFJC. We'll hear now from Jesse Sykes on your source.
Shine.
8, 9, 7, FM. Omit is giving us their offering, Segmentor, from the Insec LP. You can find that on Silt Breeze. Kurt Stenzel. Just ahead of that, from a double LP, the original soundtrack to Jodorowsky's Dune. It comes to us through Cinewax. He gave us The Pirate Spaceship. Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter. Starting off that set with their track, Hard Not to Believe. This is a double LP from Southern Lord. Titled Like Love, Lust, and The Open Halls of the Soul. Something I picked up many years ago at a performance at the Great American Music Hall, where they opened for Earth. Not sure what. Jesse Sykes is still active. She has joined another project that everyone knows about, but it's escaping my frail brain at the moment. Deeply connected with Southern Lord and Stephen O'Malley. I was blown away by her performance. However, I may have been blown away entirely by the small amount of show accentuating paper that I had imbued upon my consciousness. I was sad to see when, later, when I went to the merch table, that, I tried to show my enthusiasm, but apparently my pupils were as wide as my entire iris, and everybody at the merch table, including Jesse Sykes, found that pretty hilarious. And lo and behold, when I went to their social media page the next day, there was a picture of myself looking completely out of my mind. And they said something like, "Hello, Frisco," or something, like San Francisco has some sort of history with psychedelics or something, I don't know. What can you do? It was a good set, and I was really enjoying it. She's involved with now. I'm sorry. What I can tell you is that lost. We're doing this instead. Seems to kind of be weirdly on topic or something. I don't know. As part of the official celebration of the nation's semi-quincentennial. Okay, hold on. I remember. I was going to do a different PSA, but now I'm committed here. I'm going to do this properly. Like a valuable volunteer that I may or may not be. As part of the official celebration of the nation's semi-quincentennial, the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, comes a contest for children. America's Field Trip is a nationwide contest inviting students in grades 3 through 12 to submit artwork, videos, or essays in response to the question, "What does America mean to you?" Winners will tour Yellowstone National Park, be given a tab of acid, and taken to the Statue of Liberty and the Library of Congress. Entrance deadline is May 17th. Coming up quick, more information can be found at america250.org/fieldtrip. Get out there, kids. Trip your stones off. Just like Wingy. As we continue with this track by Omit on 89.7 FM, The Wave of the West. KFJC broadcasts 24 hours a day on an assigned carrier frequency of 89.7 megahertz, channel 2 odd 9.